Hello, welcome to Butts to Nuts, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Curly Charlesworth, and my brother Scott Charlesworth.
Hello, mate.
I've changed it. I've changed it each week. One week I'm Ben, next week I'm Curly.
So next week you're Ben again?
Yes.
Wow.
That's
insane.
It's a bit of a fun gag for the listeners. What's his name? Is it Curly or Ben? What's this man want to go by? And I say, man, I forget every week. And that's the good fun of love.
That is love. That's love right there.
Hey, you got any tales for me? Any little stories? Any little ease in segues about the fireworks going outside? I think it's Beach of Normandy.
I think it is Beach of Normandy. It is. It was going ham outside, but now I can't hear any.
Yeah, a bit of bombs, bit of explosions.
Maybe that's partly due to because of having headphones on now.
We can't hear it. But the audience will.
Fuck them.
Nah. For all the listeners, there was a couple of cheeky little fireworks going on outside, and I was like, hey, sounds like someone's going to war.
Maybe it's a party. Maybe it's a war party.
Maybe.
Oh, did you see what I did there?
I did.
Thanks.
Quite beautiful. We watched a film this week, didn't we?
We did watch a film. A very classic film.
For some generations, I'm sure.
For our generation. This is a film that has been talked about and will be talked about throughout the ages forever to come. It is a film so prestigious and so renowned that the cinemas crumble when they play the songs from this film.
Yep.
Crumble in beauty.
Beauty. The Garden of Eden was born out of this film. Memes have flourished. It is, of course, 2012's The Lorax.
Oh, round of applause for that one.
Yeah. Hey, Scott, read me the bloody synopsis of The Lorax.
Oh, my God. I can do that.
This movie is stacked.
And I will.
This movie is stacked.
Stacked to the brim, with people. All right. 12-year-old Ted, played by Zac Efron, lives in a place virtually devoid of nature. No flowers or trees grow in the town of Thneedville. Ted would very much like to win the heart of Audrey, played by Taylor Swift, may I add.
Good on you.
Yeah. The girl of his dreams. But to do this, he must find, which is what she most desires, a Trefula tree. I think that's how you pronounce it. Mm-hmm. Trefula? To get it, Ted delves into the story of the Lorax, once the gruff guardian of the forest, and the once-er, played by Ed Helms. Oh, I should also mention
it's Lorax. Once-ler.
Oh my god.
This is the worst synopsis we've ever had.
Who let greed overtake his respect for nature? We got there in the
end. That was terrible. I am offended.
I'm so sorry. Do you want me to read it again?
No, I'm going to do it one better.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to show you up.
Oh, no. Here we go.
A 12-year-old boy searches for the one thing that will enable him to win the affection of the girl of his dreams. To find it, he must discover the story of the Lorax, the grumpy yet charming creature who fights to protect his world.
Okay, that's very good. You're taking over my job. Maybe you need to start reading the synopsis.
I would never do that. I'm telling you, get onto Letterboxd. They've got the better synopses.
Well, you know what? I'm going to have to listen to that advice and finally do it.
Letterboxd, a site for movie lovers.
I've said in the past that I would do it, and I still haven't done it yet.
He still hasn't done it.
Now, Ben, I have a really serious question for you. Thneed, what would you use it for? That is the question at hand here.
What would I use a Thneed for?
What would you use a Thneed for?
All right, I've just had a shower. I'm dripping wet, you know. A normal towel, sure. Yeah. You can dry yourself off. But you know in movies when they rub it between their crutch and it goes whoosh, 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 up and down?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sliding up the butt crack, sliding through the gooch and up to meet your 2 meat and veg.
Yeah.
I want to do that with a Thneed.
Yeah, and how do you think that would benefit over a regular towel? How do you think a Thneed will properly dry your balls?
Hmm. Well, I really haven't thought that far through.
I think you're onto something very good.
What would you make?
I would probably use it to wipe up any mess that I've left behind.
Okay, so we're both going on the absorbent.
We're both going on that sort of situation here.
You could make maybe like a blindfold.
A blindfold. Oh, that's a little bit. Maybe you could use it as restraints.
In bed.
Or handcuffs.
You could use it as some BDSM gear if you really wanted to.
Okay, so maybe we are diving into another world of the thneed.
And the thneed? You reckon you could make shoes out of the thneed?
Hey, they said there is slippers. A million uses. He said, old mate Ted, no, not Ted, what's his face? The onceler said,
where's Ted coming from?
There is a million uses for the thneed.
The thneed, yeah. I don't know. I'm sure there's plenty of other things you could use. Maybe, you know, if we kept going BDSM route, maybe nipple clamps. You could use the thneed for nipple clamps. All sorts of things.
Yeah.
Dildo.
Oh.
You could use it, a thneed dildo.
No. I don't think you could.
Why
unless
not?
Unless you wet it so much and froze it.
No, because they were using them as umbrellas in the movie.
Oh.
If you can have it standing up as an umbrella.
True. Yeah, that it became...
an umbrella.
Like, its properties changed.
Yeah.
Man, these are some crazy
things. You can have a thneed dildo. Is that how you say it?
Thneed. Thneed.
Thneed. Yeah, you can have a thneed dildo.
It would be really hard to say this with a lisp. It would just be thneed.
Yeah, it would be hard.
Wow.
This film didn't overstay its welcome.
No. It is like the perfect amount of time, isn't it?
I reckon it's a good time. Good time.
I mean, an hour and 20 is what you want for a G-rated kids movie anyways. You don't want the kids to get restless in the cinema or at their own... Well, I mean, like, kids aren't going to the cinemas that often anymore. It's more just Netflix and stuff.
No, but you don't.
But, yeah, you don't want them to get restless in their own home, in the comfort of their own home.
I think
home.
It's interesting for the kids. I think it's interesting for the adults. I think it's a pretty good time.
Yeah.
Some people hate this movie. Some people love this movie.
I've seen a lot of negative reviews online.
Yeah, I think as well, let's just dive straight in with the old Illumination.
Oh, yeah, this is true.
That is a big problem. Now, if you're not aware, Illumination make animated films, an offshoot of Universal, and their gimmick seems to be that they make the shittest animation possible because it's cheaper to make, which means that they can turn a significant profit. I kid you not, this is their actual business model.
Yeah.
Every Illumination film has a strange, weird look to it, like Despicable Me.
Yeah, yeah.
Secret Life of Pets, The Grinch, whatever, other ones. Because they want to turn a huge profit. You know, this film... compared to a Pixar film is like the quarter of the budget.
Yeah, well, you can see it in the smoothness of the animation if you wanted to get into the technicalities there.
Yeah.
Ah, shit, there's a fucking spider on the floor.
Is there really?
Ah, where? Fucking where's the spider?
Is it big? Where is it?
He crawled under there. It's all right, we'll keep our feet up and we'll just let it crawl all over our faces when it gets up there.
Oh, I don't like that.
No, I don't really like that either.
Hmm. Probably deadly. There's eight legs.
Eight legs. Eight legs and eight eyes.
Man, that sounds like a spider.
That does sound like a spider.
Oh, well.
But yeah, no, oh, wow. So that is Illumination's business model, is it?
Yes.
Right.
Which is why this film looks the way it does and why some things look decent and other things just look super goofy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
E.g. characters.
I mean, like the characters, that's more going into the design. But I guess if they're designed that way, does it make it easier to animate these characters?
I think so.
I don't know. Like, why? I'm not a master of animation, so I couldn't answer that for you, but...
I've watched YouTube videos. I have watched...
You've done some deep dive analysis into Illumination, haven't you?
No, but you look at it as well. Like, yeah. You can just see that it's not the same quality as like a Pixar film.
No, it's not.
Except for the hair and the fur in this.
Actually, yeah. No, the hair animation is god tier.
Yeah, at points.
Especially with the thneed bushes.
Yeah, what are they called? The trees?
Charufalas or something.
Yeah, the fluffy trees. Fluffy trees. They looked incredible.
The thneed leaves.
The thneed
leaves.
Yeah, they looked really nice.
Really nice, yeah. That you want to reach out and touch it. Like, that sort of animation still holds up today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really good.
That bit. The animals also looked quite well.
Yeah, quite well.
They looked decent.
Yeah. I mean, for the year that it was made, Fuck, I don't even know the year.
2012.
2012. Still holds up pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, it should hold up. Yeah. Jesus. You got Finding Nemo. Like,
I mean, it was only 10 years ago.
Half a decade before that.
Oh, yeah.
Or a bit more than half a decade before that. You look how good that looks.
It's true.
No. Toy Story
Incredibles.
From 1990...
oh, yeah. What if you want to go back?
97.
I think it's...
95. 95.
Or
6. Well, from
the 90s... We should know this because we have reviewed the first Toy Story. Go back and listen to it. Yeah.
That film looks quite well.
Yeah,
you know, it does. So this should hold up, which it does. At points.
You know? Yep.
I think the character models look disgusting.
That's interesting. Oh, no, I reckon they're funny, though, because that adds to the meme.
This movie is a meme.
It is. It's beautiful.
In a good way, though.
Yeah.
This is not like a meme like Morbius. This is a meme that is pure. Yeah. This is kind of Shrek level. And Shrek first, not the third.
Yeah, but not to the point of Shrek, but it's up there.
Yeah.
It's up there. So you've done a lot of research on this film specifically, Ben.
No.
I want to point out that you have... you've watched a lot of... 10 hours of Let It Grow or Let It Die?
Yeah.
On YouTube?
Yeah, Let It Grow.
Yeah.
I have. I've watched...
You put many hours into research for this movie, for this very moment, without even realising it.
Yeah. I've just watched that in my spare time. I didn't realise we were going to watch this movie. This was your pick. And that was, like, 2 years ago when I watched, like, the 10-hour versions of Let It Grow.
Don't discredit yourself, mate. You were doing the research and putting in the hard work. You should take credit where it's due.
There was a point in my life when I used to try and watch 10-hour YouTube videos and try and get through the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I get to about an hour and a half. And wow. There's 90 minutes of my life that I just never going to get back.
Just 10 hours of Monsters, Inc. theme, like ear rape or something like that.
That is exactly what it was. Then I'd just be listening to it, probably just doing my maths homework.
Oh, you know, my God.
Just trying to figure out what a CERT is whilst just having Monsters, Inc. play.
Yeah. The best way to do your mathematics is to listen to that.
100%.
That's beautiful. Well... I want to say the characters in this film, there are a lot of really cool ones, specifically the Onceler.
Yeah.
His character.
Ed Helms.
Yeah. He plays a fantastic character in this, and his variation in voice, being able to do the old man voice and the young Ed Helms, is really good.
Very good.
You can't even tell it's the same guy.
Not in the old... I didn't know it was the old guy till I read the IMDb trivia, and I was like, oh,
very good.
Call me a river and touch my tits.
Oh.
That's crazy.
All right, do you want me to touch your tits?
No, right, not you specifically.
Well...
The audience.
The Onceler can touch your tits by showing the full cycle of a fantastic character. And I will say he does a great job of showing the success of, like, want for success, like a young, ambitious business person, right?
Mm.
Turning into greed once they find that success, and it changes their character completely, and that evolves into regret, into his future, and then later hope by the end of the movie. It's a beautiful cycle.
Yeah.
And it's very simple. It's not overcomplicated, very easy to understand.
Yep.
And Ed, he portrays that well in his character. It's great. Does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you can see he's just a young whippersnapper.
Yeah, a young whippersnapper fighting for his dream of the Thneed.
Yeah, just trying to make a penny dime.
Yeah.
And like, then he gets those penny dimes when everybody climbs over the hill and says, hey, we want your Thneed.
We want your Thneed. We want your Thneed, Ed.
How they found him in the forest after he was... when he went to the old town square, got tomatoes thrown at him.
That was the most fucked bit of the movie, I've got to say.
Also...
just coming through the forest like, where did you come from and how? How did you do this?
Singing a song.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously they live close. Like, it's...
just over the hills.
Close to the forest.
I guess so. Oh, it is Dr. Zeus logic, though, we got to say.
But the town is definitely close to the forest.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
the Thneedville is the original town.
Yes, it is.
Which is, spoiler alert for one of my trivia points, Greenville.
Wow.
So the old town Greenville
turns into Thneedville. That's, you know, very sad.
Yeah, yeah.
Brings a tear to my eye. I gotta say.
It is, yeah, it's quite sad. It's a bit like Sydney. See, Sydney...
Oh, you're going to talk about the Green Sydney Belt now?
Sydney used to be called Porridge Town.
Oh, it was, yeah,
then they
yeah,
came up
be.
With this nice cloth thing called the Sid.
Yeah, shit.
They renamed it Sydney.
Sydney.
Mm. True story, that. Porridge Town, rest in peace.
Oh, man, they made so much porridge back in the day, but now no more to be seen.
No more to be seen.
No more to be tasted.
Mm.
You greedy dirtbag.
Yes.
Yes.
What about it?
You greedy dirtbag.
You greedy dirtbag. I reckon all the songs rocked in this movie.
Oh my god. None of them missed.
None of them missed. What's your favourite? What missed? Tell me what missed. You can't.
No, no, I can't tell you. I actually cannot tell you because none of the songs missed.
Yeah? What was your favourite?
I would have to say... Oh shit, what's the one where he goes rogue and he turns into a villain? I'm not bad. Oh, how bad
say,
can I be?
That one had the best visuals to it as well.
It was so visually encapsulating and it was like quite dramatic, I gotta say too, because you saw the devastation of the forest.
Yeah, I reckon a quarter of the budget just went into that. Like
100%. Section. That was really well done.
And then they forgot about the rest of the film. Like, oh, yeah, that's right. We have to make some of it look okay.
Going back to the animation thing, that's where it looked really good. I think majority of it was pretty smooth, but I get what you mean. Like, the bits were jonky in places.
Yeah. It was...
It's hard to pinpoint it, but you know it when you see it, sort of thing.
I don't know. I do know when I see it. It's the characters. It's just the side characters, the background people.
Yeah, it's true. That does tend to happen a lot when... I mean, like, we're watching a clip on the background as we speak.
That is
right
why
now.
Our eyes do keep wandering, yes. But it's very distracting.
So distracting and so entertaining.
It's the 10-hour version of Let It Grow. And I've seen him, like, grab an axe like 10 times.
Smash through those wooden panels.
They did a good job, in fairness, with making Thneedville look very plasticky and fake.
Yeah, that's right. They did.
The forest looked really lush, green and nice.
True, yes.
Yeah. The animals also, you know.
A bit junky, I'd say.
You're a bit junky?
Yeah, the bears especially. I reckon there was a bit of a... I don't know. They hadn't figured the bears out properly.
They hadn't done the bears.
The bear design.
Yeah. The opening song was great as well.
It was great, yeah.
The old Thneedville.
I like about the design, though, that it sticks pretty true to Dr. Seuss's designs himself.
Yes.
Illumination has that kind of vibe about it already, but this movie that has that, like, big-mouthed, little nose sort of thing that Dr. Seuss is so famous for.
Yeah.
You know, the Cat in the Hat look, the Who look, the Horton is a Who look.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. That is where this does work. I mean, they have the weird cars. That seems so...
Cars?
Yeah.
Wait, I wasn't talking about the cars, I was talking about the faces.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about the design. The
Doctor Who design.
They have their weird cars.
So great. Yeah.
Everything doesn't seem practical. The guy with the monster truck at the start, that is dumb. What is the point of having a monster truck in a suburban home?
It's Dr. Seuss.
That
you
has
can't
one
argue with it.
Wheel.
It's
one
great.
Wheel. Where are they getting these materials from?
They're just finding them. They're creating them.
Is Thneedville the only place left on Earth, do you reckon?
No.
Is it just like the last resistance?
It doesn't really go that deep.
No, but it should.
It should.
And we're going there.
But is this really Earth, though?
Of course it's Earth. They have like...
It's Dr. Seuss's version of Earth.
Well, but what's happening...
But it's not actually Earth.
Yeah, but you saw... the Onceler go across the world at one point.
He did go across
well,
the world.
Well, I guess he went across a desert and a hill, so it's not really the world.
Yeah,
It
could just be America. But could, like, it could
be
just,
Australia for all you know.
But it's not even... I think you got to put it into perspective. Like, this is a different kind of reality we're living in here. We're magic and magical creatures
exist.
What's
happening to the rest of the world? Are they also getting O'Haired?
Who knows?
Or is O'Hare only making his profit off the people of Thneedville?
I think it's just Thneedville.
Well, he's not making that much money then, is he, really?
He can't be. Although, we didn't get any clarification on the population of Thneedville.
It doesn't look that big. It doesn't seem that big.
It's true.
It took him only like half a minute to get to the centre of the town.
Yeah.
If it's a big town, it'd take you a while to get to the centre.
Maybe he charges greatly for that air.
Well,
I would say he's pumped up his prices.
But he can't be that rich. I'm talking, he's not like Elon.
He's got a blimp, bro.
He's got a blimp. Good on ya.
That's good. He's got to be rich if he's got a blimp.
Elon's got a rocket, mate.
Okay, fair call.
He's got a rocket that blew up.
And Elon Musk, he's not that rich, so, you know, that's a good comparison.
He is rich. Why isn't he Elon status, is what I'm saying. Why isn't he
it's fair.
Big capital. Why is the town small?
I want to know what's happening in Needville.
Exactly.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
I want to know what else is going on. And I asked you the question. Didn't get any answers.
Well, it's just the Needville.
It's not just Needville, man. There's got to be more to
There's
it.
More to it.
The otherwise, is this just the rest of the humans? They're all living in one Needville.
Oh, so it's like a giver situation. You know that book, The Giver, or the movie? They all live in like one society. They're all like in this trap thing.
And it's some bullshit.
It's like a utopia, but like it's actually a dystopia.
Do you eat the apple? Or you don't eat the apple.
That is a good question.
No.
Well done.
What are you meant to do?
What do you mean?
Isn't that the point of that movie? It's like, don't eat the apple, or do eat the apple.
I haven't watched it or read the book in a very long time. I'll have to get back to you on that one.
All right, I'm waiting.
I would eat the apple, though, personally. Aloysius O'Hare.
Yes.
Oh, man, he's the
guy. Is that his first name?
Aloysius.
Aloysius.
That's how you spell it, I think. A-L-O-Y-I-U-S. Aloysius O'Hare.
He's the best. Rob Riddle.
Rob Riddle.
You know what he
looks
like?
That's a really hard name to say, Rob Riddle.
No.
Say that five times fast.
Rob Riddle, Rob Riddle, Rob Riddle, Rob Riddle, Rob Riddle. Oh, Riggle anyway. You know
Rob Riggle. Yeah, that's hard to say. Rob Riggle.
Yeah. You know what he's like.
I love Rob Riggle.
What a man. How good is O'Hare? His hair looks like a doorway.
It does. Oh, a doorway into dystopia.
Do you reckon this is just some dystopian world?
It is.
I reckon it's paradise.
Absolutely.
I like it.
Yeah.
I farted.
Ah, shit.
I'm so sorry.
You sure you didn't poo?
No, I'm sure. Do you want to pause it?
No. We're going to fight through this.
You're going to fight. I'm feeling great.
So this is the only con to sitting side by side, is that draft does come over pretty easily.
Has it come over yet? Because it's really wafting up. I'm holding it in. I am holding it
down. No, you're doing a good job. I haven't actually smelt it yet.
All right. All good.
I think if I
lift one leg,
it's all over.
Mm.
It's like a radiation
POW.
Section. Yeah, get out of there.
Mm.
Fuck. All right. I'm going to have faith in your legs and your cheeks right there.
It's all good.
If they lift, I'll be very disappointed in you.
That's all right. I'll keep them clenched.
Well, Rob Riddle.
Riggle.
Riggle.
Rob Fuck. Riddle is someone we know. No one's going to get that.
Rob Riggle.
Yeah, Rob Riggle.
Oh, he does a magnificent O'Hare.
Yes.
The attitude, the flair, the sassiness.
The let it die.
The let it die. It's so good. It's just fucking typical Rob. You know, it's actually, he plays a very similar character to his character in 21 Jump Street.
And the other guys.
And the other, basically, most of the characters that he's played
is funny dickhead.
Yeah. Which he's great at.
He's a good, funny dickhead.
He's a great, funny dickhead.
Yeah. I'm sure he's, like, in most recent years, done a serious role and broken out of it.
And then he was like, no, I think I might just go back to being the funny dickhead.
Going back to funny dickhead.
Yeah.
Sick of serious dickhead.
What about those two boys that worked for O'Hare? Those two big, chunky boys.
I loved it when he walks out of his little car and they use their hands as steps as he walks out. That was brilliant.
Oh, good physical comedy right there.
Or putting a little hat on him.
All right, I have a question for you. Any cringe moments in this movie?
Yeah, there were cringe moments.
I mean, obviously, it's a kids movie. You're going to get a few.
I think a lot of the parts with the family I wasn't really a fan of.
No.
Throwing the bears and stuff. Like, I know they're meant to be dumb. This is not Ted's family.
Yeah, it's like silly, young silly humour.
The other family, what was it? The Onceless family?
I get what you mean. Yeah.
They kind of made me a bit
the Onceless annoyed. Family. Yeah.
Sometimes as well, Ted's mum was a little bit cringy as well.
Yeah, although she could rock out to that disco music.
That was great. The disco tree.
It's kind of hot.
Summer, winter, autumn. disco.
Yeah, I did. I respected that.
Mm. What was your cringe moments?
I'd probably say, yeah, a couple of the bear moments. The bears. A couple of moments with the bears.
Yeah, you didn't
I just wasn't a fan of the bears.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, wasn't a fan. I think the... what's it? The floating bed, the bed in the river scene. It was okay.
Well...
See, I don't want to be too critical there, but it was okay.
Why didn't he just roll out of the bed and swim?
No, logic doesn't apply.
Because people could argue... Oh, well, the current's too strong, like, near the waterfall. And I'd say, yeah, but he woke up very, like, further away from the waterfall.
Yeah.
He could have swum to shore, I reckon.
The currents, though, those undercurrents, they take you. You don't know how powerful they are until your feet are in there.
Nah.
You nah. reckon you could do it?
Let the bear die. You already taken all their trees.
Fuck the bear.
Swim over, you'll
Get
be
to
right.
safety. Cut down those trees.
Mm.
It's got a good message, this
I was about
movie.
To say, what do you think of the message?
It's good.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And it's put across really well. I think it's put across in a way that's very smart because, you know, obviously Ted, he's the kid.
Mm.
And, like, Audrey, she's, like, the young sort of, like, kid in high school sort of thing. And they're both having these, like, oh, man.
Puberty. Going through things, feeling things they've never felt before.
Awkward feelings.
Yeah.
You've just recently feeling. Experienced all that.
What have I experienced?
Awkward feelings.
Damn sperm cramps.
Sperm cramps. Hair in places you've never seen before.
Eyes getting sticky.
Oh, shit, that happens.
I hate sticky eyes sticky now that puberty.
Fuck. That is a real issue.
Mm.
But they are the future of the generation, and they're there to rectify the mistakes that the past generations have done in this time, in this world.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's a great message for the youngins, you know, save the trees.
Don't
chop them down.
Don't be a dickhead. Help the environment.
Yeah.
Or the person who's not willing to care will just watch the world burn.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah. Very, you know, it's just simple. It's put across well. But the meanings, they run deep because you can see the similarities in our own world. And I haven't actually read the original lyrics, but I'm assuming that the message would be the same.
Mm.
Because they're drawing from the source material.
But bro, like, full just, like, repopulated the planet with trees just to get some pussy.
It's pretty good.
Though, he was that down bad for the puss that he's like, you know what?
I'm gonna
risk my life
for
just for some pussy.
Mind you, 15 cents, a nail, and the shell of a grandfather snail.
Yeah.
That's where it started.
All for some pussy.
All for some pussy.
Damn. Fuck. And all he got was a kiss on the cheek.
Oh, you don't know that's all he got.
He got
I reckon afterwards
by his mum. And then
all he got
was a kiss on the cheek.
Ah, shit.
Fucking
fuck.
Pussy.
Yeah, but bro, I think he has some good things coming for his future.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He has, like, maybe sex with her hair. And then he lets it grow or some
bro,
shit.
Bro, what the fuck?
Anyway, the message was good, yo. I enjoyed it. I thought the message was deep.
It was deep.
Real deep.
All right. We got to talk about the man of the hour.
The Lorax. We haven't even talked about the Lorax.
We got to talk about Danny DeVito.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This movie is called The Lorax.
Yeah.
And we've probably spent 25 minutes not talking about the thing it's named after.
You know what? And there's not much Lorax in this movie at all.
No, he does like feel a bit distant at times.
But I think that's almost a good thing, though.
Yeah, yeah. I like his design.
Like, he pops up when he needs to be there.
Mm.
And then he goes away when he's like, no.
He does a little butt pull.
He flies away. Yeah, he's like, no, you fucked it. I'm fucking off.
I'm doing a little butt pull.
I'm getting out of here.
Flying away.
Flying away home.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, his butt pull. I liked his butt pull.
It's very cute.
He's good. But once again, he didn't do much, did he?
No, he didn't.
You know, his whole thing is stopping people from chopping down the forest. And all he really does is...
But it doesn't work like that.
Unpitch his tent.
He's supposed to teach you the lesson. He's supposed to let you figure it out for yourself.
Yeah.
That's the purpose of the Lorax.
Yeah.
Is to incite and the message, the meaning in your brain, to implant the message and to let you choose.
Yeah.
He's about free will, but he is also about doing the right thing.
Yeah, I guess that makes a lot of sense as well. Like,
if he could just magically do stuff, he would be, you know, getting in the way of nature. The whole point of the Lorax is to preserve nature by being the peacekeeper sort of thing. You know, not like...
But he didn't have any he didn't have any powers, did he? He could just fly when he pinched his bum.
Yeah, just...
But only when he needed to go away.
Yeah. Yeah,
at the end.
And come down in a massive lightning bolt.
And putting Unless on a rock. That was deep.
Oh, yeah. No, that was fucking awesome.
The world will burn unless some person cares about this
And
shit.
That's what this movie is about, Ben Curly.
What? Now call me Ben.
Shit, I can't call you Curly.
Maybe I should stop saying Curly.
No, you can call yourself Curly, but I'm not going to call you Curly.
I'm going to say Ben. Podcast, I'm Ben. None of this Curly bullshit.
We did do this.
Yeah, I thought we did this last year as well.
Oh, ages ago, one of the earliest episodes.
Oh, and then we were like, it's just Ben, it's too hard.
It's just
Ben. I don't know why I did it again. I just thought it'd be fun. I was like, you know what? Let's go out with a bang.
Let's just get it.
Or come in with a bang.
Yeah.
Because we just returned.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, shit was deep, the Unless bit on the rock.
So good. So good, man.
I'm about juiced out, man.
Well, like, some more juice for you. I mean, like, obviously Zac Efron was in this movie.
Zac Efron.
I mean, we mentioned him in the synopsis. Zac Efron, Taylor Swift,
Riddle, Danny DeVito, Betty White.
Betty
rest
White.
In peace.
How can we forget our girl Betty White?
Yes, great character.
Yeah, actually, you know what? Gran, she was the most badass character in this entire movie.
Yeah, her cane was funny, wasn't it?
Holy fuck, she just went for it.
Yeah.
And she has the agility of a 20-year-old.
Yeah, she just kept spawning at the start.
Oh, yeah! How does she do that?
How does she spawn?
Maybe she's got, like, some sort of travel between the realms mystical powers. Wink, wink to the God of War fans there.
Oi! What account? Sorry, what?
Unless
I thought my mic was undone.
No, no.
Last thing I gotta say is, how good was that O'Hare in the bottle ad?
Yeah.
Fucking best bit of the movie. And yeah.
Fucking selling air, man. You know, he's right though. The people that were proposing the idea to O'Hare, if it's in plastic, people will buy it.
Yeah.
And it's sad.
Well, I mean, that's bloody what Smith's Chips does, mate. They just sell
it. It does.
Air.
When we were hooking down on those salt and vinegar chips on the lounge.
Nothing. Just air.
Just air.
Yeah.
No, literally. They're getting less and less. And eventually we will just be buying those chips.
Just vinegar, yeah. Vinegar.
Not even.
Not even the salt.
Not even the packet. We'll just be paying money to Smith's.
Yeah.
Sad state of affairs.
We move on to trivia time?
Yeah, I'm down for some trivs.
Theme song. And here's trivia time.
Yeah.
The characters of Ted and Audrey are named after Dr. Zeus, whose real name was Theodore Zeus Giesel. No, Giesel.
Giesel?
And his second wife, Audrey Giesel.
Giesel. I think it might be... Gazelle.
So that's a fun little note, isn't it?
It's a bit interesting there, big boy. Haven't you done well? Very nice of you.
The Auntie Dotter reference. This film is the first interpretation of the story to put a face to the Onceler. In the book and the Lorax from 1972,
wow,
the Onceler is only depicted from the arms down. Yeah, there is a 70s movie.
Really? Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah, I think it's animated as well.
Shit.
I don't think it's made in America. I think it's like an international film for us. International for us.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, good film.
I reckon we should have a little squiz at that Lorax.
Yeah. Next week, you know what we're going to do?
Lorax 1972.
Fuck yes.
Here we come.
Letterbox time.
Letterbox. Oh, you want a theme song?
No. But you can give me one anyway.
Nah, the moment's passed.
Caitlin says, bro was quite literally down bad that he saved an entire species.
Yeah.
4 stars. That's true, Caitlin.
Yeah, we made that point individually as well. Yeah. So, yeah, no, it is true. The lust is a powerful tool. You can literally get anything done while under the influence. Don't lust and drive. That's all I say.
Don't lust and drive. You'd be crashing all over the joint.
Not the only thing you'd be doing.
And what else would you be doing?
Continue.
Anton1OVC says, don't blame you, Ted. I would also reforest the world just for a girl. 3 stars. Same thing.
Yeah, same.
And Adam Bolt says, the Illumination CEO listens to How Bad Can I Be whenever they greenlight another Despicable Me movie. 3.5 stars.
Yeah.
on your diamond bolt.
I bet they do. They're like, you know what? How much can we fuck it up this time?
Yeah, how bad and can just I be?
Drive in those minion memes for those middle-aged mums. You know, they will love it.
Love minion memes.
And you know what I love is middle-aged mums sharing that on Facebook even more.
Oh, it's great.
That is the best thing in the world.
Oh, live, laugh, whine. Ha ha ha. It's a minion. Oh, it's
so cute. Big eyes. It's yellow. Banana.
Is that what it says? It's usually something like live, laugh, whine or...
Live, live, laugh, whine.
Yeah. Don't talk to me till I've had my shardy.
Bloody shandies over here,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Score time for Ben and Scott.
It deserves a better score than anyone has given it online. So I'm going to go first. And I'm going to put my foot down and say this is a 7 out of 10 nugs, man.
Whoa.
This movie deserves it. It does not deserve the flack that it gets. It is a classic, as we said. A modern classic.
It will be a classic.
It will be.
You know what?
Please, tell me your score. And I have a sneaking suspicion about it, too. I'd like to hear it.
There's already 5 nugs given for the commercial.
Yeah.
And another 2 just for O'Hare's haircut. That's another 7 nugs, mate. Slap it on the score.
Oh, slap that butter on the bread, I say.
And bite down on me toast.
This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to the Butts to Nuts podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast and want to support us, you can do any number of these 3 things.
Number 1.
Tell a friend, a family member, or even a random person off the street to listen to our podcast.
Number 2.
Leave a review. The higher the better.
Number 3.
Follow and support us on our social media platforms, being Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, all with the usernames Butts to Nuts. Again, thank you for listening. See you next week. Butts to Nuts.